360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Deboho Mafodi. You're right here on Cliff Central. You know that the minute you hear our voice, you know that it is a beautiful Wednesday evening, a show that brings you all things business. We bring you regulators, we bring you subject matter expert, we bring you industry champions, and we're going to be proving that exactly with today's show in terms of the guests that we're having today. But the only difference is that today we're broadcasting live from the Southern Sun, Tsoho Sun Hotel, in all the way in Tshwane. We are at this 2017 Step Up to Start Up Youth Program Initiative. That is taking place today. Yeah, this is a show that, on today's event, we bring you government officials, key private and public sector stakeholders, media, and the winning young entrepreneurs from far corners of South Africa gathered at the glittering celebration that we're having here today. Like I said, it is the 2017 Step Up to Start Up Youth Entrepreneurship Awards, which is taking place at the Southern Sun Hotel right here in Arcadia. The awards are a culmination of a five-month entrepreneurship development program and competition for secondary school learners made possible by key sponsors like Standard Bank, that is as well sponsoring this live broadcast that we're doing here, this outside broadcast that we're doing here, followed by Sasol and MTN Foundation, amongst others. So with input from industry leaders and experts, the top nine entrepreneurial teams who demonstrated the most innovative social environmental business model were selected through a national competition and a three-stage adjudication process. The program provides a step change in the lives of young economic prospects, self-confidence and ability to gain economic traction after the completing of their high school. Some of these students, they're winning amazing prizes that I know definitely later on in the show, we're going to be having the GM of Prime Stars, who's going to be telling us about some of the prizes that they're going to be winning. You'll get an opportunity as well to speak to some of these learners that are part of this competition that you're going to be having. I'm really hoping to be grabbing one of the ministers. We've got the Minister of Parliamentary Minister Jeff Khatebe, and we've got the Minister of Small Business, Miss Lindi Wesulu. I'm going to see amongst one of the two ministers who I'm able to get to actually quickly have a discussion with. And definitely I'm excited that some of the Standard Bank brand influencers are as well in this prestigious event. They're going to be sharing some of the experiences that they've had throughout traveling this country and meeting some of these entrepreneurs to say how has the journey been for them, you know, in this journey. Step Up to Startup is now in its fourth year focused on social entrepreneurship. This year, the inspiring road towards entrepreneur and excellence began on the 12th of August, launching at 17 Technical Cinemas complexes nationwide. I mean, over 15,000 grade 9 to grade 12 learners from underserviced communities benefited from the entertainment at its best. The feature film, produced specifically for the Step Up to Start Up campaign, had the audience glued to their seats. I know definitely that's where as well the competition was actually announced that some of these entrepreneurs should to take advantage of. That's why I'm looking forward to hearing some of these ideas that they've come up with in terms of this event. It is definitely a packed up show. That's why definitely we're doing this outside. But I'm hoping that you really get to tune in and actually hear us in this event and what it has for you in terms of the guests and in terms of the content itself. If ever you've just tuned in, you are definitely at the right place. Our social media platforms are at cliffcentral.com. On Twitter, we are at cliffcentral.com. On Instagram, and it's Cliff Central on Cliff Central page as well. If you want to follow me, it's at Deboho Mafodi on social media, and Deboho Mafodi page on Facebook as well. It is definitely a power-packed show. Stay tuned in as we definitely unpack the show and enjoying this event that is definitely happening at the 2017 Step Up to Start Up Gala Dinner.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is still a beautiful evening right here at Tsoho Sun in Arcadia. It is still the 2017 Step Up to Start Up Youth Entrepreneurship Awards. I am indeed, like I said earlier, that these are awards that are a combination of about 5 month entrepreneurship development program and competition for secondary school learners, made possible by key sponsors Standard Bank. I'm actually with one of the Standard Bank representative this evening. It's a gentleman that I've had the opportunity of meeting before. I can't say who he is, humble, given an opportunity, but more than anything, I know he's a man who's very passionate about the development of youth generally in our country, and using the brand that obviously is powering the event, being Standard Bank. It is Mr. Tisil Mkieku, who's the Senior Marketing Manager and Retail Banking at Standard Bank. How are you, my brother?
I'm good, sir, and you?
No, good. I haven't seen you in a couple of months. Yeah. I see you still look good. You're still competing with me in terms of suits.
I'm getting there.
No, definitely.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Definitely. Yeah. No, Tisil, I mean, let me take this opportunity to welcome you. Maybe let me give you an opportunity to say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Hi. My name is Tisile, as has been introduced. I work in the retail and banking marketing team, looking after growth segments, which includes mainly youth, looking after our youth segments, everything from kids to students and also to our young professionals as well. So that's why initiatives such as this Prime Star Step Up to Startup is very much important to me as well, and also important to our business and stuff that we do as well. You know, so yeah, and that's what I do.
I mean, Tisil, this is a tricky one. I mean, you know, with these companies, they will just have a marketing department, and the Standard Bank just had to have a marketing department and somebody that's focused on the youth. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, I mean, we in any business, I think if you were to focus, I mean, when it comes to young people, I mean, that's exactly where the growth opportunity is. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as it's probably not the more profitable as, you know, your higher end customers as well. Mm-hmm. But that's the future of your business. If you're not focusing on innovation, you're not focusing on the future customers, you know, you're pretty much dead as a business, right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly why for us it's very much important to start them out
future
young.
Leaders,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know? And also not just from a pure business point of view as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's the right thing to do, you know, to focus, because these are the people that are actually going to be the ministers of the future big businessmen in South Africa as well. Mm. So that's why it's very much important for us to start them young and start getting involved while they're young as well as a bank.
I mean, I was speaking to your colleague the other day, Dinyeko, and I was telling him that you guys are practically everywhere now. You know, you've been doing amazing work as far as the Standard Bank brand is concerned. I mean, she had an opportunity of telling us as to why the sudden change of heart and focus. But now tell me, Step Up to Startup campaign, why did you guys decide to be part of that?
Well, I mean, it also started very much from, it's a combination of things. Mm-hmm. One is that we've been on a journey of, you know, instead of just thinking up in terms of exactly what young people want and being able to filter it down in the system and tell them exactly what we think they want, we actually went out to ask them. We actually been asking them in terms of what are the things that they're interested in. And one of the things they are interested in is entrepreneurship. You know, entrepreneurship is one thing they're interested in. When the opportunity came by our way to get involved in Prime, in the Prime Stars Step Up to Startup, we grabbed it, you know, with both hands, because we thought that, wow, it's a good opportunity to really get involved and in the way that we also get involved in these partnerships is that it's not just a matter of, so it's not just a transactional relationship where we sign a check and, you know, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, we really, really get involved, you know, in terms of making the property much better as well, because we really, truly, truly, truly believe in it, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can attest to the fact of really being involved.
Yeah.
I mean, you went out of your way to get influencers like myself to be involved as part of the Step Up to Startup campaign. I mean, for me, it was a new initiative. And I must say, from what I've done, I think this was the most intense. I think the one thing that stood out for me is going through all these cities and seeing the transformation in these kids' face, instilling hope. I mean, why did you decide to say you need, you know, a backing of influencers like myself? And maybe you'll mention some of the influencers that you had.
Yeah. I mean, one of them was also Zizo Beda as well, because we understand that, you know,
if she'll hear you, she'll correct you, Trent.
Yes, of course. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. My apologies.
No,
my apologies.
Okay. It's okay.
Is that, you know, we always need people to, that these kids also look up to as well, you know, and that they could also get to ask questions, also get to understand, you know, the background stories of them as well. Because sometimes you just see them on screen and you see that, you know, these people just got to where they are. Mm. But you don't know that they probably lived through some of the struggles that you're going through as well, have encountered some of the barriers that you are encountering as well. Mm-hmm. And it makes it much more real as well. Mm. You know, when we have influencers, you can be able to relay their stories of how they are making it, what journey they are on as well. Mm. And it very much talks about, you know, the campaign that we are currently involved with, which is the What's Your Next campaign as well, which talks about next. Because all the influencers, like yourself, like Zizwe, are very much onto their next, you know. And these young kids as well are starting their journeys on their next when it comes to entrepreneurship as well. Mm. So it was an opportunity that, you know, it very much spoke to the narrative that we're trying to drive as a bank, you know, of supporting and being on the journey of people who are onto their next.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interviewing one or two of them later as well on the show. What would you say are some of the feedback that you got from the learners with these influencers that you had? Would you say, is it a campaign that worked for you guys?
Yeah, I think it did. You know, I'm still baffled because I'm actually going through them through some of the presentations this afternoon. Mm. I'm like wondering, what was I doing when I was 16 and 17? You know, was I think of, you know, of these cool ideas that they've had?
Yeah.
You know, I'm super impressed in terms of what they'll be able to get out with. I'm also impressed in terms of how they're able to articulate, you know, their business proposals and business presentation. Mm. You know, I'm really, really, really impressed.
Yeah,
and I think the journey that they've been on, you know, for 15 and 16 year olds, it really tells a good story about in terms of what we're looking forward to in the future of South Africa.
I mean, speaking of the future, I mean, as Standard Bank, what are some of the things that we should look forward to, especially from a youth perspective as well, that you're heading at the bank?
I think it's more of these initiatives, definitely focus on entrepreneurship, because we see that is definitely a need out there, and it's something that we can really play a meaningful role in as a bank, because it really speaks to our overall narrative. Mm. It's not something that is coming off left field and we feel like, you know, let's just jump on a boat everyone is jumping on that boat.
Yeah.
So we really, really feel a genuine need to get involved in that. So there will be more initiatives like this that we get involved with. And watch this space.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, you'll take us along as the show. Thank you, by the way, for giving us the opportunity to come to the outside broadcast. I mean, we're going to be interviewing some of the students that you made mention of. So, I mean, the listeners will get an opportunity to actually hear them out as to how brilliant they are. Because I was shocked when I was running the financial literacy workshop that, you know, these kids are quite brilliant. I mean, they're deserving amazing. For them to
they
actually be here.
They are amazing. They're amazing. They're amazing. No. And I actually wish that, you know, that we could pretty much be able to take all of them on board, you know, for in terms of our accelerator programs as well that we have as part of the bank.
Mm.
Because there's quite a lot of initiatives that we run in our incubator group as well, where, you know, we're really focusing on youth entrepreneurship.
Mm.
About five or six programs where, you know, some of them are sector focused. Some of them are quite broad as well. Some are focused on youth in schools, particularly some also youth in universities. So it's quite a lot of programs, and it's really about how do we best consolidate and really get the best out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, more than anything, like I said, Horace, as the show, we are here for you to support you. We want to hear about some of the initiatives that you guys have and some of the beneficiaries. Let's bring them on. I mean, let's interview, let them share their story.
Of course.
With their well. I mean, let's showcase that you guys are a bank with soul. Mm-hmm. You are just much more than, you know, savings and credit and giving people loan, but you are really out there in terms of transforming people off what they are next. So in closing, we usually close off the show in style. What would be a word of inspiration to somebody that is listening, other entrepreneurs out there?
Well, you know, it's just always be on to your next, you know. If you need a partner into that next, we can knock on our door and let's see exactly how we can help you on that journey. It doesn't matter how big or how small your next is, you know, we just have to be part of the journey.
No, definitely. No, thanks a lot, Mr. Mkeko. It is Mr. Tisin Mkeko, who's the Senior Marketing Manager, Retail Banking at Standard Bank. We are still broadcasting live at the 2017 Startup to Startup Youth Entrepreneurship Awards.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
We are still at the 2017 Step Up to Startup Youth Entrepreneurship Awards. We are broadcasting live all the way from Tsogo-san in Arcadia. We've been here for almost a week now, hosting 40, and in fact, it's actually 30, 25 plus amazing students from all over the country that were part of the competition. Of the Step Up to Startup that I did speak about earlier. But more than anything, we can't really be getting into details about this without having actually the host themselves being Prime Stars. I'm sitting next to the GM himself on Prime Stars. Nkosinathi, how are you, my brother?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Breathing.
Yeah, I know you're breathing. I'm sure you're seeing this thing and you go, finally.
You have no idea.
Has it been stressful?
It's been hectic. You know, managing 40 young people, their parents, their teachers, preparing for a 300-seater award ceremony, all at the same time while running a four-day boot camp is hectic.
Yeah, no, I can't.
But it's worth it. When you get here and you see them pitching their businesses and you see their eyes pop up, it makes it worth it.
But Gustav, I was thinking, you should be used to it by now. I mean, you've been doing this now 3 or 4 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
Can never get used to it.
And you know the song started from the bottom, now we're here. Tell us about your journey. I mean, I know you've been having an inspiration journey since you've joined in Prime Time all the way to now GM.
It's been amazing. I've been at Prime Stars since February 2015. Mm-hmm. Almost got fired in my second week at Prime Stars.
Why?
Because I was moving slow, apparently.
Yeah.
It's been a hectic journey. Working with amazing people, people committed to, you know, improving the country. Mm. You really have to go out and fight for what you want. We've got to fight for the country we want, and that's what this business has taught me.
Mm.
But over and above that, it's just been an amazing, amazing experience in terms of trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our company, we're a small team. So you are an event manager, an accountant, a salesman, a lawyer, a waiter, a PR person, a marketer, and that experience has been awesome.
But I've seen you grow well. You've handled well. I mean, now you're practically running the show. In terms of, I mean, being the front man in terms of bringing change.
Thank you.
To these young people. And I mean, how has this this Step Up to Startup 2017 been though?
It's been our biggest year to begin with.
Wow.
Most number of learners reached, over 16,000 learners.
Okay.
Most number of entrepreneurial entries in, over 600 across the country. So that's teams of three plus a teacher. So that's about 2,400 people that are entered. We're now in Southern Sun Pretoria. We headed to the capital this year.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest contingent we've had in terms of young entrepreneurs in the boot camp.
Mm.
It's been absolutely amazing. And now tonight, we're honoring them with the minister in the presidency, announcing a new partnership with us and the NDP, but also obviously with the Minister of Small Business.
Mm.
So it's been an amazing 2017.
I mean, give us some sneak peek. I'm interviewing the minister later to actually talk about the partnership. Do you want to give us a heads up as to what we should look forward to?
Let's put it like this. We keep talking about how the youth has the future in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've started a partnership that has really passed the baton on to the youth. We're now with a team of young people that are saying we're ready to lead. And we're now partnering with brands that are assisting us in making this happen. I mean, people like Standard Bank, who've been with us all throughout this campaign. You've been to the cinemas.
Yes,
you've
definitely
been to the events. Mm. Now you've been to the boot camp, sitting with us until 11 at night.
Mm.
It's amazing. It's amazing what's upcoming from a public-private sector partnership. And I've got a slide in that we appreciate Standard Bank.
Mm.
They've really taught us what it means to understand your next.
No,
and
definitely.
I think our next is 25,000 learners next year.
Nice. So we're taking it big.
We're making it huge.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like that. I mean, but particularly I've had an opportunity of interacting with some of these young people. I mean, some of them, they're amazing.
Amazing.
You know, I mean, somebody that is listening, obviously, they've not probably even heard about this competition. Do you want to quickly tell us about them?
So basically, the competition is a National Youth Entrepreneurship Initiative.
Okay.
And the big idea was for us to facilitate a relationship between the private sector and the public sector to address the issue of youth unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we see that happening is by young people finding problems in their communities and solving those communities by themselves, but finding a commercial viability to that solution. So solve your problem and find money, a way of making money out of that problem, out of that solution. And that's what we've simply done. That's why we've got guys like yourself coming in who had your own problems when you were younger, solved those problems and found a way to monetize your solutions. Mm. And now you come back and sew it back. And we can't do it without guys like yourselves, without guys like the sponsors, you know, MTN, Cecil, who've come to the party, without government. I mean, the Minister of Small Business supports this. The Small Enterprise Development Agency supports this. The Innovation Hub supports this. So this program is actually a collaboration to get us towards a better South Africa.
Nice. I like that. And that is definitely well put. Quickly, what are these kids winning?
Oh, we've got 1.9 million rand worth of prizes. So up front, we've got about 400,000 rand in cash.
You're cash, kidding me.
Right?
And what is a 15-year-old going to do with cash? So, bring that 400,000 here.
So we've learned how to manage the cash money.
Okay.
So with the parents, with their teachers, we manage the funds for them until they're at a point where they can actually facilitate the kind of monies.
Okay.
But because we are in the festive season, we do give a small percentage to them, you know, to go out and buy some Christmas clothes, you know, buy some food and all of that. Mm. We've got bursaries from the likes of Regenesis Business School, Wits University. Mm-hmm. We've got incubation packages from Raise Corp, Seed Academy, Ellen Gray and the likes. So we've got a number of different prizes. We've got gadgets like tablets, laptops from Seaswear IT and the likes. Mm. We've got principal mentorship courses from Ellen Gray. So it's an amazing you know, combination of prizes for teachers and learners.
Okay.
I mean, Tsogosan is sending the teachers away to getaways around the country.
Wow.
Kulula's giving away 5,000 rand worth of flights to each of the teachers. It's absolutely amazing. It's a great, great combination of prizes, a way of acknowledging young people for going out there and making something happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. So next year, for somebody that is listening, that feels like I missed out on this opportunity in 2017. I want to be part of the 25,000 learners in 2018. How can they go about
Okay, go on our social media, easiest way. Go on to Facebook at Prime Stars Marketing. Go on to Twitter, Prime Stars SA. Tweet us, inbox us, and we will put them in touch with the company that manages our relationship with the schools. Then we're very happy to take on more schools. The merrier.
No, point of departure, word of inspiration to an entrepreneur that is listening?
I'll say to you that your dreams are valid and your purpose is valid. So follow your heart, follow your dreams, and the success will follow.
Definitely, I like that. Success will follow. It is the GM of Prime Stars and Ghost Night, who's been doing amazing work with this student, telling us about obviously some of the exciting stuff, what we need to look forward to next year and definitely this year.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Youth entrepreneurs step up to social challenges and win big. I mean, it is the competition that is actually running here. I mean, with this campaign, the Step Up to Startup campaign, I mean, the likes of Prime Stars, sponsored by Standard Bank and Saikeneko, they've actually went on a national tour to actually visit some of the high schools country-wise, doing cinema activations. And these kids had to actually enter a competition to come win. So today I'm sitting with a group of young ladies that are actually part of this competition. These ladies come from Lip Science and Med School all the way in Garankuwa. Let me take this opportunity to welcome Miss Chanel Makobe and Sinesi Pomolo. How are you, ladies?
We're good. Thank you so much.
No, good. Thanks. Welcome to Cliff Central. Welcome to 360 Biz. And how are you finding the event?
It's great. It's challenging. It's exciting.
Is it?
Yes.
And for you?
And informative. And then it boosts our self-confidence also.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Maybe quickly say hi to people that are listening to you at home. And quickly, just tell us how has the journey been? You've been here for a week. And it has been intense, I know. So just give us a quick brief about it.
Like, it was actually not that intense if ever you knew what you wanted. Because every criticism that came, you knew that it was just a stepping stone to what you were going to reach. So for me, even if I had some breakdowns, crying, but then I learned a lot and I didn't take any criticism bad for me. I took it as an opportunity for me to learn.
Okay.
And everything that we did had a challenge, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I say,
you start off, you're scared, you don't know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. You seem like, I'm going to forget everything that I've prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'd like to thank actually my dad and my mom. They've been calling me every day, checking if I'm okay.
Okay.
And every time when they call, I will cry because I was thinking that I'm alone. They don't support me.
But you're not far from home. You're in Pretoria.
I know. But then I'm used to being around my parents, see me in action. So when they're not in action, I became so scared. I'm like, okay, I want to faint.
Yeah.
I just want to lie down. Okay. Yes.
I know you guys have been running different businesses and different initiatives. What is your particular initiative this time?
So actually, okay, let me start with the company's name. It's called Farming Network.
Farming Network.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're creating an app that has three features. Transactional platform, buttering platform, and teaching and learning platform. So I'll take you through the buttering platform. She'll take you through the transactional platform.
Okay.
So buttering platform, actually, we are trying to eliminate unemployment. So what's happening is, what we'll do is, you write what you have, and you write what you need.
Okay.
So if ever somebody has something that you need, they can give it to you, and then you give them what you don't need. So actually, why did we do this? Most of the learners at school or people they use, you ask them, why aren't you starting something because you do not work? They tell you that they do not have capital.
Yeah.
So we saw that this is an opportunity for us. You can start a business without capital.
And then again, you as a local farmer who doesn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be working with AgriCita, who's actually going to help us to educate the farmers what to farm, when to farm, and what to farm, and when actually to do that. So what actually happens?
Let me let you finish. What actually happens?
So what actually happens?
Mm-hmm.
You as a local farmer, you will be connected to retailers so that they can actually be able to buy what you're farming. So what actually happens? Well, you as a retailer, you're looking for someone who supplies you with potatoes and tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So you go through our app, you just say, I need a supplier who can supply me with potatoes and tomatoes. And in our app, you will be recommended one of the farmers in which we have inside our app. And then, because most Because most people wonder, is the customer you're giving me actually reliable?
Mm.
So they are reliable. Why? Because we're working with AgriCita, who are actually teaching our farmers.
So have you guys developed this app?
No. Actually, no.
It's still a concept.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we already have approached other companies to help us start the app. But then we are looking at the quotes, the amounts that they gave us. Like we had an amount of 100,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
It was reliable from our own company.
Okay.
Like it was good because in that 100,000 rand, it covers the IT specialist, the graphic designer, and everyone who did our app. And then there are other companies that say that, okay, we give you, you give us 50,000 rand, we only do the app. So it meant that we have to find somebody who will do the graphics and everything.
Okay.
So actually now we're saying, okay, let's take the 100,000 rand. So now we're still communicating with that company.
Mm. So do you guys know that you guys have an opportunity of winning that money tonight?
Yes, we do.
Oh, is it? So yes. I guess you can't wait to hear the results, eh? Yeah.
That's what actually makes us nervous.
Is it? No, yes. Definitely. No, thank you very much. I'm looking forward. Good luck with the competition and the awards tonight. I really hope that I'll get to speak to you later if you guys are the winners.
But for me, it's not all about winning because at first when I came here, it was all about winning.
Okay.
But then when I was talking with sponsors, I realized that it's not all about winning. Winning is just a luxury. But it's all about connecting.
Yeah.
How you connect with sponsors. Even if you win, what happens? Will you be able to sustain your company in the coming year? Because for us, we feel like if we don't win, they will call us next year to be a motivational speaker to the learners who will be here.
That's
because
true.
Like our company will be
running. I like how you're thinking. You're already creating the network.
Yes.
No, definitely. That is Miss Chanel Makobe and Sinesipho Molo. They're not alone. They've got one of their colleagues. They've got two of their colleagues actually as well. Who's Umphile Sekwele and Didintle Nkambule. Hi, say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are.
Hello, my name is Didintle. I'm 15 years old. I'm also from Leap Science and Math School.
Okay, so Didintle, tell me, what is your competition?
Okay,
what did you guys enter with? In the competition.
Okay, we came up with a product which is a pendant that has a GPS tracker, a panic button, and an emergency button.
Okay, Umphile. Yes, tell us a bit about the product that you guys developed.
So the project, the problem that it solves is that we're solving the abductions, the trafficking, and the kidnappings that happen in our community. So we've realized that there's a lot that has happening. Mm-hmm. So since the Startup to a Startup program came, we immediately thought that we just have to do something around that, and we just have to come with a project or business idea that will solve the problem.
And you guys are doing exactly
and
that.
We are doing exactly that.
So how far is your concept for from inception?
We have already done the model for the pendant.
Okay.
The only thing we're left with is the app.
Okay. There's somebody that is listening that might know. You know, that's too much English. Pendant. I'm sure, Sia, you don't know what that is as well. do you want to describe it to us? Is it a watch? Is it what is it?
So a pendant is in a way more like it's a necklace, but we don't want to call it a necklace because it's just that the chip that will be able to connect in any way, because we can do it in a wristband.
Oh.
And then yes.
Okay. So you see, we were missing that part.
Oh,
I didn't know that part.
Okay.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yes.
So, but more than anything, good luck with the competition. And I really hope that you, at least but for you guys, there's better chances. I mean, two projects from one school.
Yes.
You know, so really, let's hope. Remember that we've got KZN here, we've got Eastern Cape here. You know, let's hope that the price doesn't go all the way that side. It stays home.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yes.
Let me take this opportunity to thank you and wish you all the luck and the best tonight with the awards. And hopefully, if you guys are the winners, we'll get to speak again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But you guys know that whether you win or lose, it's not the end of the world, right?
Yes, we know that.
No.
And this competition I've told us a lot. We've learned, we've grown emotionally, physically, and for our business we have improved so much since we came here. Now we have business minds, we know what to do, and we have learned a lot.
No, definitely they have indeed learned a lot. That was Umphile Sekwale and Didintle Nkambule. They are all the way from Lip Science and Med School in Garankuwa.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It's still a beautiful evening at the Step Up to Startup Awards dinner. And, you know, being here, we've got dignitaries, we've got company executives, we've got entrepreneurs themselves, like I've had earlier on the show. And I've happened to bump into the Honorable, to you it is the Honorable Minister, you know, who's just amazing, who's passionate, I know, about the development of entrepreneurship. To me, it's a mother. To me, it's a mentor. To me, it's my leader, you know, somebody that I respect, and we're in the entrepreneurship space together. It's none other than Mr. Minister Lindiwe Zulu. How are you, Mama?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
No.
I didn't know that Avantube Cliff Central dressed like this, you know. You guys are so smart.
Yeah. No, oh, no.
You're looking great.
No. Thank you. You're looking smart yourself.
Oh, it's because it's the evening. I guess if I caught you in the day, I would have caught you in t-shirts. Yeah. Eh?
But Minister, in a year, how many events I do with you? That
yeah,
you know, I always try to represent
true.
And looking.
It's actually true.
And looking
smart.
The part, and definitely wearing local. I'm still wearing my skinnies because I know you always check my socks whenever.
Thank you very much. I started checking the socks. I'm going to check the jackets. I'm going to check the ties. I'm going to check the dresses because I truly believe that South Africa is very creative. And as you can see, this is a local designer.
Wow.
Yes.
No. Beautiful attire. I'm going to tweet the minister's attire so that you see how amazing she looks.
I try to dress local as far as I possibly can because for me, the jobs need to be at home.
Yes.
You need to keep the jobs at home.
Yes, no, definitely. Minister, I mean, you've been doing amazing work. I mean, for a new department, and I know that obviously me and you being in the same space of developing entrepreneurs, I mean, I have an opportunity of bumping and sometimes sharing stages with you. You've been busy though, hey?
I've had a good 3 years, if I can just put it that.
Yeah.
Obviously, save for the fact that the economy hasn't been doing that well. But I'm very positive because I think that small and medium enterprises, including the informal sector, these are hustlers, people who go out and just see what is it that they can do to either start their businesses or build their businesses. These are innovators.
Yes, definitely.
These are people who look for solutions to new problems, and I think many of them are actually looking for solutions to even the economy that's not doing very well. So I've lived a very fulfilled 3 years in my 3.5 years already in my ministry. I think the most important thing that we have done is to really to lift up the whole discussion about entrepreneurship, the whole discussion about small and medium enterprises and cooperatives. But it's also we've lifted the debate about how people can actually start their own businesses. Hence, we have been supporting the Step Up to Start Up. We've attended 7 out of the 8. We've made sure that we are here to support them because the good work they're doing is what South Africa needs.
Yes. I mean, Minister, speaking of attending 7 from the 8, I know even when I've been involved with you as well with the colloquium and being involved with you with other events, you are religiously attend invites and every invite that you receive. I mean, somebody would ask to say, but if ever the minister is so devoted to attending these events, when is she working? Because, you know, as ministers, you'd be thinking, or you're probably in the office swearing or signing documents or somewhere being frustrated that people are not getting things done.
We continue to work on the go. As I travel from Pretoria to Joburg, I've got a pile of documents that I need to read through. As I go home, unfortunately for my family, that's one thing that they understand. I've got piles of submissions that I need to read. That's my work. My work is not sitting behind the office and twiddling thumbs.
I like that.
My
I
job
like that.
Is to get out there, to be with the people and communicate with them. And besides, we've got a whole system of a department that does the processing of documents. And they try to get the documents to me fast and much more shortened than me having to read an entire submission. I've learned how to go through submissions. So I do that very easily and very quickly, but I've also got a good support in the office. If you want to know about entrepreneurship, if you want to know about cooperatives, if you want to know what businesses are about and how they do their business, you've got to be out there to listen to them.
That's
so
true.
By the time I get to the office, to those meetings, like, I mean, today, my whole day was in the office today. My first being out of the office is this event that I've come to.
Wow.
And imagine I came out of that meeting having been to Johannesburg also, I participated. I spoke at the summit for water affairs invitation by Minister Mokonyane. And I went there because I thought that's another platform where one needed to speak about the opportunities for SMMEs, needed to engage with the people who were there to say to them, give SMMEs an opportunity. If you're talking of mega projects in the water space, how much are those mega projects? What's in it for small and medium enterprises?
Yes.
If you're going to tell me about 40-something billion rands that's going to be spent, you've got to be able to tell me where are the opportunities for SMMEs.
But Minister, I'm very worried about that part, because, I mean, mega projects, obviously, they're infiltrating Gauteng. I mean, they're part of the plan, you know, and the NDP plan that is coming up. I mean, we've had the Honorable Paul Mashatile that they've gone as well internationally to go raise funds for some of these mega projects. But now when you've, I mean, even the likes of Egoron, they've got about two or three of them that have recently launched. But you see that, for me, from my own observation, maybe obviously you can correct me, I've not seen a loophole for small business though, eh?
There's plenty for small and medium enterprises. One of the reasons why this department was formed, it was basically to address that very issue. Where there are mega projects.
Minister, so give us an idea where the loopholes are at so that the small businesses that are listening can go start knocking and go looking for some of these opportunities.
First and foremost, small and medium enterprises need to be informed.
That's true.
They need to be
informed.
That's
why we have this show, by the way. Yeah.
They need to be informed. Where are these projects? What are these projects? I make an example. Government is building dams. I don't know how many SMMEs have had the opportunity of like going in and saying, okay, there's Umzimvubu Dam. What does that mean?
Hmm.
What is the supply chain of Umzimvubu?
Mm.
And what is it that's going to be supplied by small and medium enterprises?
Hmm.
They need to knock on the doors of these big companies and say to the big companies, we know that you have that contract with government for building Umzimvubu Dam.
Hmm.
Just tell us, what is it that you're going to be procuring from us?
Yeah.
Just even the building of Umzimvubu itself, that entire area means there's going to be lots of new things happening. Because the building of a dam is also about empowering the communities around.
Mm.
There's going to be engineers, there's going to be all kinds of people that that land into that area. Those people need a place to stay.
It's
true. Those people have to eat something.
That's
those
definitely people have, true.
There's just so many opportunities in there that I think our department's role is also to make sure that we speak to the departments to say, you're not going to go and be building these mega projects without clearly breaking it down what's in there for SMMEs. So the message for me, from me to the SMMEs, is that I know it's not as easy as I say it. I know, I know it's not easy as I say it. But if you're going to sit there and keep on saying it's not easy as the minister is saying it and hope that somebody's going to come through one day and say to you, here's an opportunity, it doesn't work like that. You had Martin Sweet speaking there today about the fact that the opportunities, it's the SMMEs themselves that need to go out there and find the opportunities. I'm talking about just one. I'm talking about water affairs.
Yes.
If we go to health, health is building hospitals, building clinics,
human
building
settlement, all that. Doing
there's
their
human
parts.
Settlements, yeah. They're all doing everything. Mm. So what needs to happen is that SMMEs must make it their business to say we're going to go and knock on the doors. We have to create the conducive environment, obviously, for them, for them to be able to have access to the information and everything.
Mm.
So I think we're only 3 years in the office.
Mm.
We've made enough noise, both at the level of government, in all the government departments, to really knock on the doors and say, you need to do something for SMMEs. Lastly, before you ask me another question, I'll make another example.
Okay.
The Department of Post and Telecommunications recently presented to Cabinet its own strategy of supporting SMMEs.
Mm.
That's one department.
Yeah.
Imagine if all the departments would then develop that kind of a strategy and then go out there, and we must take that strategy as a Department of Small Business Development and say, SMMEs, these are the opportunities that are available in post and telecommunications.
Yeah.
Are you ready for those opportunities?
Yeah, no, it's true. I think, Tsego, you see why we need the Minister of Small Business in studio, so that we have an entire hour. Just
to
me and her have
a
discussion and break it down. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because right now, I think this is important information, because people, Minister, they've got notion that government is not working. Where else? I mean, I know for a fact that government is trying their best. Do you understand? So that's why, obviously, the show 360 Biz, it's mainly for that purpose, to share opportunities and information with SMEs. So I think, as we're in our discussion, maybe let's come up with a way as to how can we use this existing platform to actually share what is happening. And
we can share with you, for instance, this department. Firstly, for this Step Up to Startup, we've been here throughout all, and they are now connected to our Small Enterprise Development Agency, which is SEDA.
Mm.
So it means we saw the opportunity of the connection between your Step Up to Startup with SEDA, which is our non-financial non-financial agency that is supposed to help us, number one.
Mm.
Number two, we've got what we call National Gazelles. We pick up every year, we're going to be picking up, had the first set of gazelles, 40.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up the next for the following year, next 40.
Mm.
These are national gazelles. We pick up your top performing.
Mm-hmm.
We help them so that they don't collapse. We give them their tools of whatever, implement up to the value of $1 million to two. And then so we can come to the studio to break it down to you.
Let's set it up for Jen, for 2018. Let it be our opening.
The top 40 that we selected, not selected by us, we give independently, selected last year, none of the 40 have collapsed.
We could even have one or two in studio as testimonies as well.
All the 40 are showing an increase in their profits because we've removed some of the challenges that they had. For instance, those that need trucks or that need whatever, we've removed that by giving them the trucks. Mm. But we want to make sure that we give to the right people who can actually perform.
Yeah.
Because government can't afford to not see value for the money that government is putting on SMEs.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm worried, Minister. You know, the CEO of Prime Stars said to you, well, there's no other minister that will be like you. Hey, you know, I'm very scared. I'm worried, Minister, because I've also had the opportunity of meeting the new deputy minister of small business. Obviously, I'm biased because you're my favorite minister. But
don't be biased. I work very well with the deputy minister because remember she used to be in the portfolio committee in Cape Town. So it's not to say like she didn't know. In fact, she's been in Parliament way longer than I've even been there myself. But of course, we have now until 2019 and 2019 is very short. I'm just hoping that come 2019 we would have created a very solid foundation. So whether I come back or I don't come back, whoever comes in would find a solid foundation.
Definitely. Minister, as we close, word of inspiration to a budding entrepreneur that is on the verge of giving up or thinking government is not having opportunity or they're not doing something, what would you say to that person now?
I need entrepreneurs to know that it's not about the government, it's about themselves. It's about them getting up and struggling and getting to where they want to be. Look, I read Elon Musk. I follow Elon Musk. And if you were to go back and think about where Elon Musk started, there was no government for him.
No, there wasn't.
A government came way down the line when NASA and others began. But by that time, Elon Musk had moved from being a student who left South Africa, went to Canada, lived there with hardly anybody, was trying to trace his family and all that. He didn't have a government to be hand-holding him and saying, oh, Elon, now go this direction. He made it possible. I can tell of many other here's Boo, a practical example here. People used to think, no, this is just a DJ. Look at him where he is now. He hasn't lost the touch of being the DJ and whatever, but he used that platform to get to where he needed to get to.
Definitely.
And he will tell you he didn't also have a government chasing him around with incentives and everything. All we do is we have to create the conducive environment for you. We're conscious of that. We have to deliver on what we promised to do for you. But you cannot come back and say, when you are an entrepreneur, saying, no, government is not doing anything. Then you're not an entrepreneur to me if you're going to be screaming about government.
It is the amazing Honorable Minister of Small Business, Ms. Lindiwe Zulu, who is definitely sharing to entrepreneurs that it's not about government, but it's about you as an entrepreneur.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
We're still broadcasting live at the Step Up 2017 Step Up to Startup Gala Dinner right here at the Tsoho San Arcadia. It's actually the Southern Sun. That's what they call it. I'm with none other. He's not new to the mic. He's not new to this show. He's actually a good friend of mine that I've been globetrotting with. I've been globetrotting with other than Mandisa Badil. How are you, dear?
I'm very well, thank you.
You've not been coming to the show. Why? Where have you been going?
You haven't invited me.
I mean, who said me and you going to the States and London, now we need to separate? You know, we were very close before those trips.
We're still close, Nana. You've got my deeds.
Oh,
so
is
hook
it?
Hook a girl up.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Mandisa, I've known you to be doing these monthly events. Do you still do them?
Up and coming.
Yeah, up
yes,
and coming.
I do. I've done one this year.
Okay.
Because we didn't have funding. And then
the one that I attended in Sandton.
Were you there?
I was.
This past... Wednesday.
Oh, okay. No, you didn't invite me on that one.
No, I didn't invite very many people, as I said, because it was like the first one. But from next year, from February onwards till November, it's going to be pumping.
Oh, okay.
And you're more than welcome.
No, definitely. Manisa, tell me, you've decided to expand. I know you've always been working with up-and-coming artists, hence the concept up-and-coming. You've had an opportunity of as well talking about that on the show and the last time you came to studio. Now you've gone to an extent of managing artists. I've had an opportunity of sitting with you at Monte Cassino. I don't remember what dinner was. Me and you are doing so many of these. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first time where I saw Justix. Was Justix performing there that night?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. So, and now, I mean, you performing at the Step Up to Start Up Gala Dinner. You guys must be doing well.
Well, I mean, with these ones, it's really they asked us for our time. You know how Martin is.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of said, look, give us your time and we'll give you the exposure. So okay. For this one, it's really a marketing opportunity for Justix and for me as well as Bardell Entertainment.
Yeah.
But I introduced them to Justix and they were clear that this is who they wanted from the stable.
Okay.
And Justix, just for the record, are the only artists I manage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, it's managing is a full-time job.
I know.
And it's purely based on my passion for them.
When I first time saw them, they were wearing three-piece suits and stuff. So,
tone down.
Guys, I'm going to be tweeting pictures of Justix. Today, they're on some relaxed traditional tip.
Yeah.
So what is it changing, or do you have somebody working on your wardrobe?
Well, for this one, it's kind of a collaboration between all of us.
Okay.
And we are trying to step away from that formal look. They're young, they're funky, they're gorgeous. I mean, look at them.
I don't know what's a gorgeous man.
Yes, you
me.
Do. Okay. Yeah, right in front of you. Okay. Yeah, so we're trying to keep them modern and funky and young, and I think that this look is appealing. It seems to be working for them.
Okay. No, definitely. Quickly, before, because I wanted because obviously I'm gonna get an opportunity of hopefully having you guys and them in studio.
Yeah.
So that we could have an entire hour to ourselves and just having fun.
That'd be great.
But obviously, now for somebody that is listening, what is Justix and when did you establish this?
Well, I think it's better if they speak for themselves.
Oh, do you want to tell us?
I came on board this year.
Oh, okay. It's fine. Gents, tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah, I came on board in 2011.
You haven't told us who you are.
Oh. Oh, I am just six.
No, I'm joking.
Rashaka Mbevana is my name. I came on board in 2011. And I brought everyone else on board.
He's actually the founder of the
2011.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you are just.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we started, the name was Boundless, the name of the group. And then someone else came and changed the name without my consent. Go see your hospice.
We always have a fight about this. But yeah. As time went on, you know, we changed the group as we were also going into different things.
Okay.
The name Justix kind of appealed to who we are and was a little more catchy, I think. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So from then, I think that was 2012 when it became Justix. So the group Justix, or the name Justix.
You guys have been in existence for long.
2012. So we've been pushing, man.
Yeah.
We've been hustling.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I want to. I think when you guys come to studio, I don't want to miss the surprise. You know, I want people to actually hear more of the story.
Sure.
You know, of where you guys come from, who you guys are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the people behind the voices. Of Justix. Quickly,
yeah,
the genre that you guys are covering.
Whoa. We struggled to come up with an exact description.
Okay.
So we gave it a name, Afro Vocal Play, which is when the voice becomes the instrument. So we are a band in disguise.
Okay.
Basically.
Preach on, man. Yeah. Preach on.
And Justix, how was your performance at the Step Up to Set Up Gala?
It was amazing. The reception was good.
It was awesome.
So I believe you.
And I mean, you had some good brands here and good representation. I mean, CEOs themselves are here.
Yeah.
Decision makers. So I think it was a good platform for you.
And to see them all stand up and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brought joy to our hearts. Yeah. Definitely.
No, definitely. So quickly, before you guys give us an item. So for people that want to get hold of you, where can they get hold of you?
Well, they can follow us on social media. We are at Justix Official on Twitter, on Instagram. They can go onto Facebook. We are Justix. They can go onto our website, www.justix.co.za. JUST and the number 6.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay. Mandisa, for the contact, for people that want to get hold of Bardell Entertainment, where can they get hold of you?
So Bardell is my surname.
Okay.
So Bardill Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm online. My website is www.bardellentertainment.co.za.
Oh, okay. No, so guys, the name of the show, it's 360 Biz.
360 Biz.
The station, it's Cliff Central.
All right.
Before you guys give me an item, I want you guys to coordinate something. Is it a promo? I don't know. So it means literally, I'm giving you guys an opportunity to be head every week when I go on air. So depending obviously how good the promo is, we'll probably do a proper one in studio, but this will be an appetizer thing for me when I'm having you.
I was about to say that, so, that would be great because we got time to prepare.
Yes. So, but I think obviously let's give people, maybe while you guys are still coordinating the promo, maybe I think let's give people an item of what Just Six is about. Correct?
Yeah, they can do a chorus.
They can do a chorus.
Of their songs, yeah. Original.
So okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we can. I can move for you guys and give you guys the mic, and you guys, do your thing.
Great.
Okay.
So as they get ready, to do their thing, you know, this musical thing, it's a calling, guys. It's not really, business like some of us, you know. Have gotten into, but obviously, you know, I always say the arts, these are the people that are making a living out of this. To them, it's a business, to them, it's a lifestyle, to them, it's everything. So yeah, I mean, I guess we just need to hear what these guys are made out of. I know that they've got voices for days, that definitely they use to generate business or to generate money with these voices. But anyway, who am I handing over to? Am I handing over to Just Six? Or am I handing over to?
Yeah. Don't wanna wake up in the morning. Nothing make no sense. You've got no sense nor answer dollars in your pocket. You study hard. You work long hours. But nothing ever make no sense. Everybody look you down. They say what can come from you. Nothing can come from you, nana. But they don't know what you know. So keep your head up and hustle on. Hustle on.
Sebenza.
Shuma.
No, that was amazing. So guys, then my promo, 360 Biz, Cliff Central, what are you gonna say?
I feel like we need to prepare for that.
No, I'm sure you can give me a freestyle. Yeah, I'm sure you can, or you can even say listen to 360 Biz or listen to Cliff Central, whichever one. Yeah. Freestyle, why you guys? You guys are gonna prepare for when I'm having you in studio on Cliff Central. Yeah.
And we want to tell you tonight that you should listen to 360 Biz on Cliff Central. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 360 Biz on Cliff Central. Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Just Six performing live at the Step Up Gala Dinner. Just Six. It's how you find them on social media.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Earlier on, I had an opportunity of speaking to Standard Bank, and they did speak of some of the influencers that they had to have this year's campaign of the Step Up to Startup, obviously having been one of the influencers amongst the three. I'm fortunate that today, or this time around, I'm sitting with my colleagues and friends, you know, sisters and brother, that I think we've been on this journey together more than anything. So let me take this opportunity to welcome them. I didn't tell you who they were, but maybe let's let them introduce themselves. How do you think about that? So let them introduce themselves, right?
Sounds good.
No, definitely. So are we starting with the gentlemen or with the ladies?
He's outnumbered, I think.
Oh, okay. So, sir, tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Okay, I am Skolombo Nane, Standard Bank influencer, and I run a program called Township Entrepreneurs Network, where we inspire, educate, and connect township-based and derive entrepreneurs.
Mm. I like that.
We derive entrepreneurs.
Not just creating.
Fantastic. Yeah. Damn you. Now I need to follow that introduction. I'll just do it my way. I'm Zizo Chwete, a project executive at Dandelion Breeze. We brand businesses and individuals for success, in a nutshell.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Another tough act to follow. Oh, wow.
Zizo, you just told us about your business.
Yes.
You know? So are you Zizo the broadcaster that we know, or
I
don't think my work is ever separated into divisions. It kind of feeds into each other somehow. So
outside business?
What I do in marketing feeds into broadcasting and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
But I think the biggest and most exciting role I play is that of mama to my baby.
Oh,
that's my favorite role.
Okay. No, I know you enjoy motherhood, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay.
She mothers us all.
No, she definitely does. I think we needed that edge. Yeah. We needed the nurturer of the family. Yeah. So I'm Candice Murisele, Yo TV Live presenter, Generations the Legacy actress, lecturer at OnQ Interface, School of Television and Radio. Radio.
Trained by the best to be the best.
Yes, trained by the best to be the best. Actually, newly from today, radio host on Massive Metro.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Milestones. Yeah. And Wits Honors graduate in a BA Dramatic Arts, majoring in choreography and art management.
Okay. And I'm Double Homo 40. Like really.
Yeah.
So guys, I know you guys are respectable people in your own craft, in your own individuals. And right now you are at the Step Up Gala Dinner. And you've had an opportunity of being influencers of this amazing campaign. You know, I know that we've traveled to different provinces, different cities, speaking to young people. Tell me quickly, how has been the experience for you individually, and how has it been receiving or seeing some of these kids that we've been meeting on those cinemas?
Wow. No, it has been an amazing journey, experience, and one that is very life-changing, you know. Seeing what we couldn't have, kids having it now, tells a lot of hope, brings about a lot of hope, indicates a future for South Africa, for Africa. I think with such program, we can really, really touch more lives, you know. I met people from the rural when I was in Durban, and you could see these people, these kids are so inspired, they're so ignited, and they want to be something, and they want to grow, and we're part of that, we're inspiring them. After the talks, they'll always engage us with questions, with inspiration, with more advice. And I can tell you, Africa will be in safe hands with such programs running.
Yeah. I love the fact that the Step Up to a Startup program by Standard Bank was a national campaign. I traveled to the Eastern Cape, and looking at, in a space where you might not necessarily be able to articulate your thoughts in English, being able to share it in your mother tongue, but still not being any less intellectual. So they gave all the kids across the spectrum an equal opportunity to participate, which I think for me is fantastic. I love the fact that also on stage today, not only do they honor, you know, the young entrepreneurs, but also the teachers who form like a solid support system behind them at every step of the way. So for me, they looked at the program holistically. And like Stella said, here these kids are given such a huge opportunity. It really gives them a step ahead of anyone who didn't feel like they should have participated in this program. And I believe year on year, it will become bigger and better for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And I echo the very same sentiments. I mean, we've been here from the very inception, like from its first leg, when they were watching the films, and they were basically being fed some information, which was a source of inspiration. And to watch their development process and where they are now is such a blessing, especially because they come from backgrounds where they lack role models that are tangible, but now we're creating the platform where they're becoming the role models. They're becoming the people that are the beacon of hope for the future. I mean, they say if you want to look at the country's riches, you look at the youth and how they're developing their culture and how they're developing the future and the state of the economy as a whole. So I do trust that the future is in the right hands. It's in great hands, and it's in the hands of people that want to basically generate better circumstances for not only for themselves, but the people that are around them.
Yeah, I think for me the one thing that stood out is it's like as Zizo had said, it's a national campaign where, you know, I think for me it was giving these kids an opportunity to meet people that they'll never see on the streets.
Right. Very true.
Do you understand? Right. And for them, I mean, being to find and or really experience that some of these guys, they've gone through some of the worst situations that they've been, you know, and some of the, I mean, I think amongst all four of us, none of us was this given on a silver platter.
Right.
We had to damn work hard for it. We had to create from nothing, from something that was not there, do you know, and it had to be our next and our next and our next and our next to actually become where we are. And even at this point, we're not even done. We're still trying to discover our next, do you understand?
Right.
So I think for me it was an opportunity, but I must say the day I met you guys, y'all are crazy.
I gotta throw in there though, Toboha, I'm like extremely impressed by your level of dedication as well. I mean, we all know what was asked of us, but I maybe the others can echo the sentiments. You have actually gone above and beyond what was asked of you of this brief, and I think that's incredible, because I learned something from you as well, even just listening to some of what you shared along the journey. So,
wow, no,
props, brother.
High five.
No, I'm
good, man.
I mean, we are a team, guys, and I think for me, I think we must really as well, I mean, give it to the Magna team as to how they chose us. Because if you look at us, we are completely different.
100%.
You know, like different. There's no like, okay, we almost like this. No, it's definitely well balanced. Yeah. Do you understand? And for me, for us, I think it's like when I was looking at it, even on the first day of the boot camp, it's how we're such a perfect fit.
Right,
we really are.
Do you understand? In terms of you know what was required of us and whatever. I remember on the one guy said at the cinema activation where we had to all be there for the first time.
Oh, all the time we're supposed to speak for 15 minutes and spoke for 45. Yeah. I remember that.
And it's interesting how for me I think witnessing that it was as if it was rehearsed.
Right.
Do you understand? True. So we got there and our energies just gelled. We just became a perfect fit, you know, and Zizo, our mother, just mothered us. You know, and I think for me, I must say, Hore, personally, it has been an honor working with you guys 100%. And mainly learning from you guys, you know. You guys are amazing individuals.
Thank you.
For me, I think it got to work with you guys and to realize that it's not a mistake that you guys are where you are. You know, and I pray for you that may God just, you know, enlarge your territories, that you do it bigger at the bigger scale, so that I really hope that, you know, whether it's with this campaign or other campaigns, we get to do this on a bigger scale.
100%.
Do you understand? Yeah. Even if maybe it means we create our own, you know, whether it's an event or this and that, and really be an inspiration to young people, because the reality is some of us didn't have a Zizo, didn't have a Stelo, didn't have a Candice or a Teboho at some point. And do you understand? If we would have had those people at their age, I think we would have been further.
I think that's definitely where the props goes to Standard Bank as well for supporting this idea and this initiative.
Yeah.
I mean, and the team, like you say, it's a team effort from the top down.
Yeah.
Standard Bank, Magna Carta, here we are as a team here. Yeah. And even Cliff Central giving us an opportunity to share with people how fantastic this program really is.
Yeah.
And we can't forget Prime Stars as well.
100%.
Yeah, as the host,
yeah. Cohesively just coming together and investing. Like, it wasn't even an idea and about the execution of the idea, but the consistency in the execution that was so beautiful. Everything was so well thought out, and it's just about what is the bigger picture, what is the product, and it's been a blessing and an honor to be part of.
Yeah,
really just amazing. Saying, Jamie, you know, I'm sitting with three celebrities here. These people are so human, like for real, you know, going up at that perspective of celebrities being all that and that. But these people are so human, so loving, and they are reachable, you know.
Yeah.
They made me see celebrities differently.
Yeah.
Celebrities have now have a definition. Yeah.
I actually saw your tweet straight up about that. I don't know if you saw that, I shared it on Instagram.
I saw
that, you know, you are. you said for you it gave you a different perspective to work with these amazing three individuals, and that you realize that they're human.
They're very human.
Do you understand? They're very,
so I remember the first one I met was Candice, and yeah. I didn't know her that. We were laughing off the street. Just yeah. 5 minutes we met, it was like we've been knowing each other for a long time.
Yeah. Yes. But
it's a great synergy. You guys are so loving. I mean, I can be a celebrity now if I can be like,
you are.
I look up to you now.
Let's have a team talk real quick and strategize. Who are we sending to go and get our contracts renewed?
I don't know. I just have a feeling our mom should do that.
Yeah.
Call on mom. Yes.
Yeah, no, we call on mom, man. So I think mom could be in a position to negotiate that. Let's do it bigger next year.
Yeah.
And let's do it better, you know.
100%.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, I mean, we are in December. We're closing off the year. What has been your highlight for 2017?
Sure.
Wow. And what should we look forward to in 2018?
The highlight for 2017. What is it? Ooh, I've done a lot of work.
That many, right?
Okay. So, why do you think about it, Candice?
Oh, gee. There are quite a few milestones that I reached, especially, I mean, I consider myself quite young. But I'd say graduating for one, graduating, right. Completing my honors and walking across that stage with almost cum laude. I was 2% from cum laude.
We'll
like,
give it to you. An honorary cum laude.
Honorary cum laude. And that for me was a huge, huge step for me. Mm. Obviously, this being, to have people trust me with their vision at my age is such a blessing. So this and On Cue and Massive, I kind of have to pinch myself.
It's been a good year.
It's been a good year. I'm just like, wow, I achieved that too. Oh, that too. Oh, yes. But probably graduating if I were to actually sum it up. That was
one. Sure. Okay. So generally, I'm the kind of person who, if it's on my list of goals, consider it done. And so the things I set out to do this year have really been done. But just in a personal capacity, I feel just the level of confidence I have in myself as an entrepreneur now. I know my values. I'm not willing to compromise on them for anybody or anything. That's a good space to be in, considering the kind of environments that we kind of navigate ourselves in. So I think for me that's positive, and I'd like to share that with young people at an earlier age so that they don't have to, you know, go through some of those struggles that we might have been through. So just trust yourself and stick to your values. That's the one thing I've got right this year, and I'm thrilled about.
So this has got to be my highlight for this year. Okay, I think I'm going to just mention two.
Okay.
One is the recent award I got, Grandpa Kasisteri.
What?
You know, I champion township development.
Yeah.
To be recognized in that manner for championing township.
Okay.
I mean, by Grandpa Kasisteri was the one best thing. Yeah. But the most closest highlight to my heart was the one I envisioned from high school, of making an impact in my family and planting a seed that will bring about peace, unity, and uniform my family for greatness. And I've done that. I've made my family be part and be close to each other. God knows what's going to happen in 2018.
Definitely. Wow.
Saving
you, Mr. TM.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I think for me, I must say, the year started off on rocky. And the one thing that I think has always humbled me and kept me consistent is prayer.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and I think for me, for the fact that I'm breathing, you know, I've done amazing stuff, I think, in 2016. You know, and for me, being obviously a property developer, kickstarting my own development, you know, in the township that I'm 100% financing from my own pocket.
Stunning.
You know, so for me, it's just humbling, you know, to say, I want to represent to a black child, you know, what is impossible, and I'm bringing it closer. Do you understand? So it's something that I want to do bigger and bigger at the bigger scale, you know, as time goes. But guys, the students, they're graduating today. We've seen awards as well been given. So let's just give a word of inspiration to some of them, because they're going home. Some of them didn't win the prize. Some of them, you know, others are on the verge of giving up. Others it's metric. they maybe gonna be failing, or they realize that they didn't make it and they're on the verge of giving up. So to somebody that will be listening to you, sure, what would you say to that individual?
It's something that Black Coffee always says, and I embody that as well, because we see through the things that he achieves, mm-hmm, that Black child, your dream is valid. And more than anything, your dream and your vision, your goals, your objectives are God approved. You don't have to ask anyone else. They're already done. It's all for you to not only believe in them, but to put everything that you can to ensure that you execute it the best way that you can. And in all moments that you don't succeed in the way that you wanted to, see it as a blessing, a lesson, and everything happens for a reason and a season.
Mm. Right. I also just think that success is not about accolades. Success is different for all of us. The fact that you've tried, the fact that you've taken a step forward from where you were at, you got to give yourself props for that. Mm-hmm. So all of us are going to fall at some point. You just get up and you keep looking forward and you keep pushing until you get to where you have envisioned your life to be. So yeah, so whether you've won an award or not tonight, whether you've passed matric or not, you keep making yeah, but it's long, okay? You keep making an effort and you fall forward, as it were.
No, definitely. My brother?
You know, Khotmani, I always think we're fathered with half-truths, you know. Mm. And the half-truth was, it is possible. Mm. I would like to tell all the constituents today, all the participants, that you are possible. Mm. Beyond what's possible, you are possible. If you could have that in your mind, I can tell you, you'll break all the things. And for everyone who's looking for a miracle, follow your dream, be consistent in it. That's, I can right, assure you, dreams are miraculous, dreams are amazing. They'll do things to you that you'll never know. They'll open doors that you just have to keep at it. Somebody is watching.
They're right,
looking at how consistent you are until they trust you enough to make a deal with you. Your nice, big break is coming.
Yeah. Nice, definitely. Yes. I like that. And what is my point of departure is that sometimes opportunities don't come. You need to create them. Mm. If ever, I always say the door is locked, you use the windows. If there's no windows, you need to get into the roof and actually create something. For me, I always said, if ever you shut doors for me, you're actually angering me to create my own doors. You know, you need to create your opportunities. You live once, and you got an opportunity to do it once, one time. This is the only life that you have.
Right.
Make the best out of it. Thank you, ladies and gents, for joining us. So quickly, for people that want to follow you on social media.
I am Skalombonani on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm Skalombonani. That's where you can find me.
Okay.
So no judgment. I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and all of them are Zizo Chwete.
Okay.
On Facebook and Instagram, it's Candice Mudisele. And on Twitter, it's Candy Mudisele. So C-A-N-D-I-E. Because there isn't enough space for the full thing. I was like, wow, give us 280 characters. But not enough characters for my whole name and surname.
No, definitely. I mean, what's the best way to close off the night without these amazing influencers that have been part of the Step Up to Startup campaign brought to you or powered by Standard Bank? My name is Debo Homafodi, broadcasting live from the Step Up Gala Dinner with my team, Sia and Tseho, and Sia again. We are out.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.